Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight. My Hollywood Dream to Come True. That's a song I done. It's been released on my album Legacy Songs. I mean, goodbye for now. You know, I've been going for dreams, you know, going dreams in terms of music, academia, other things, all kinds of dreams. Ambitious business, you know, see the world, sky's the limit. And I still go for that. But the atrocity that I had, or the bad karma I had, is attracting evil hoodlums in my neighborhood who want to stop me. Or people I haven't seen in years who I shouldn't be hanging around, who shouldn't be coming around. I don't want to deal with people in my neighborhood who don't know me, who want to stop me from succeeding, or people from my hometown, or mention things that happened 2 decades ago, 3 decades ago, 4 decades ago, because that's mental illness. I'm living in 2022. We only have one life to live. I don't want to be reminded of 1987 or 1985. That's over. The past is over. And these people are talking about me having not a high school diploma, or having, that's mental illness. Well, I look at them and I say, they're sitting in a car, trying to press my buttons. Is that all they doing all day? Targeting me, and they really don't talk to me and practically don't know me at all. Something is wrong with them. I think they need to see a psychiatrist because they're stuck in the past. Okay? That's not what I'm supposed to be talking about. I'm supposed to be talking about something good. 2022, go for my dreams, try to make it come true, be good to myself and to others. I don't want to attract someone who wants to hinder my potential, or who think is 1985, or think is 2001. They need to go to a hospital. If that's all they do all day, is just sit and try to target me, that something is wrong. They have nothing better to do, volunteer, go to school, do something, find a job, or meet other people, whatever. Something is seriously wrong with this picture. That's why California, they passed the CARE Act to put people with severe mental illness in the hospital. They said that they thought of me as a caseworker. I am not no caseworker. I never was and never will be. You need to go to somebody who has an MA or BA or a college degree and works in a psychological field, and I'm, or who's a psychologist. I'm not a psychologist. I never will be. Stop saying things that ain't true. Well, with my music, they don't understand. They just jealous of my talents, or thinking that it's a pipe dream. They think we're living in the middle of Kansas. They think we're living in the middle of Arizona or Georgia or somewhere. I'm not living where it's just any old place, just to live and that's it. That's not true. It's 13 miles from Hollywood. It's Los Angeles, a place of dreams, a big city to make dreams happen in the entertainment industry. So I guess they're not aware of that, but they're not artists, I presume. They don't know what it's like to write a song or sing or anything, or someone has the ambitions to be in an industry like me. I have to ignore that because I don't want to attract people who are out of touch reality or saying things to press my buttons to bring up something that doesn't pertain to the present or the future. I just written a song about that. Future is in the present, not the past. The past is over with. And the neighbors and the people in the area, I don't like to hear that. Already, you know, the reality is already, I haven't been to high school in decades. I already had a GED. I got my high school diploma. But still, I don't understand why they bring it up. It's insane. I hope they can get some psychiatric treatment. But I'm not a psychologist. But I think that the mental health community of OA need to go around and take sick people and put these type of people in the hospital. They do, because they can hurt people with severe mental illness. They can act out on their antisocial behavior. They call it antisocial and dangerous because they're not off their medications. I don't want to be dealing with that atrocity. I want to deal with Hollywood dreams. I sing and write. I am who I am. And, you know, I don't want to be dealing with anything that's going to undermine my potential or anybody else's potential because I'm a good person. You know, I see people, you know, as equal and I have good morals. You know, I know that on this planet, there are people, some people who don't have those type of morals. Or these people who don't have who are not in touch with reality. It's not for me to think about. It's not for me to criticize them. I can't criticize them because I got my own problems. All they need to do is get a psychiatrist, get some help, find a place, move on. Because looking in the mirror is their problems. You know, it's for me to go for my dream. Hollywood dream, you know. I don't like when they say crazy stuff like, oh, I ain't gay. I am gay. I've been gay all my life. I've been gay all my life, and I always will be gay. I'm not afraid to say it's 2022. I have never been straight, and I never will be straight. I'm not bisexual either. I'm bringing this up because some people say, well, when I bring this up, my chances of making the industry are lowered or over. I said homophobia is not allowed. There's so many gay people in the Hollywood industry, but I'm not trying to bring it out or bring my business out in the public. I'm just freer and freer to be who I am because I'm being happy. I hope I can't make somebody else. I don't have control over other people. I have control over myself, so I'm doing the best I can. There's a lot of things I need to do, and there's a lot of things I want to go for. There's so many stuff I need to do and work on within, and there's so many limitations. I don't have the time to deal with somebody who wants to stop me from being in academia or wants to stop me from going to school or wants to stop me, you know, to better myself or stop me from being in the industry or want to steal my song, you know. That's not fair. Or Jamaica, say I'm too old, too fat, whatever, who, what, when, or why. One thing for sure is one life to live. We don't know how long, I don't know how long I'm going to be on this planet. I want to be positive, and I'm aware of reality, the pros and cons, I always will be, that I have to stay in touch with the present, the reality of today's, so I can go on to the future and do the best I can. Because I talk about these issues because I had a very bad life, hindering life. It had been too many obstacles. So the good thing is I'm aware of it, and I'm going to continue to go for my dreams and be kind to myself and be kind to you. When I see someone with a dream or ambition, I don't harass them. I'm not a sociopath. I'm not a criminal. I'm not a sick person who hurt people. I'm somebody who always tell people to go for their dreams. And to do and be nice to people. You have to be nice to people to live on this planet. You can't try to hinder other people. And I can't deal with anything from my past because the past is generational. It's over forever. It's never coming back. I don't want the past to come back because the past is limiting. I don't deal with anything from the past because it has nothing to do with the present. Why would I want to do anything in the past that was related to when I was a child? Or whoever was wrong. That has nothing to do with what's going on now. And plus I don't know them, I don't talk to them, you know. I don't want to. We have to move on, you know. I had to deal with my family because my mother, my sisters, or whoever, because that's family, you know. Yeah, and I have to deal with who I do now in California, because I have to worry about what I'm doing in California. What, how is I'm going to change my California, or whether I'm going to leave California, where I'm going. I can't think about what's a long, long time ago. I can't think about that. People who are stuck in the past need to go to a psychiatrist. I do the best I can. But I got the Hollywood dream, and I got other dreams, and I got other things to do. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm aware. Yes, I'm always aware. I don't like talking about these issues related to overcoming obstacles and stuff because it has a melancholy situation. I like to be positive, so I'm going to try to do more things about fun, having fun, you know, joking around, maybe some comedy or something, just to have fun. I'm not having fun, but that's my goal, to have fun. I like a child, but also be serious. At times I have to be serious. Right now I have to be serious because I got to do something afterwards. And podcast is for me to speak out and to talk how I feel. And I have to. And I'm not afraid of, to. I'm not afraid of anything because fear is just a four-letter word. And, you know, I can conquer fear. But I'm also aware of what I say in public and what I do because I have to be aware of other people's feelings and the pros and cons. You know, I don't say things to hurt people, or I try to be good. And that's my stance for today. Last thing I'm going to say is I saw the R&B singer Mary J. Blige say on TV. She said, stay away from dream killers. I'm going to say that to you. Go for your dream, and I salute you. It will come true. Stay away from dream killers. Like I tell myself all the time, stay away from dream killers. They love to tear us down. Even, you know, no matter what age, they say, oh, when you hear something, I hear them, oh, I can't make it in the industry. I'm too old. I'm too fat. I don't own the song. All that is negative and not true. Or I can't be a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. Everything is just negative. Because look with, when you hear that on a daily basis like I do, I look within their soul, and I know that something is wrong with them. They are lacking in some way. They got low self-esteem because if they had something going on with their lives, or if they had higher self-esteem, or if they were stable, they wouldn't be saying those things on a daily basis or be thinking about me. I'd be thinking about themselves. And also, they don't talk to me, so I don't know them, or I haven't seen them in a long time, then something is wrong upstairs. I don't go to people who I haven't seen in years and follow them around. It's like, oh, I saw him in MLK, so let me follow him down to Virginia or down to Atlanta, down to... that'd be crazy.
Okay.
I mean, I'm very stable. Life is too short. Make your dreams come true. You'll be happy and make all your dreams come true. I got to go for my dreams. Good day, good night from Dove Night.